You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Game on Show!
Welcome to Game of Show!
Game of Show!
It's the musicals quiz podcast for West End and Broadway fans everywhere. In this episode, two teams from hit West End musicals will go head-to-head to see just how much they really know about the world in which they excel. Tonight, please welcome our special guest contestants, Ashley Gray and Jeff Nicholson, with Melissa Jakes and David O'Reilly. Yes, it's Only Fools and Horses versus Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Game of Show! Game of Shows! Game of Shows!
Welcome back to Game of Shows, and this week we are delighted to welcome, from Only Fools and Horses the musical, Ashley Gray and Jeff Nicholson.
Hello!
And from Everybody's Talking About Jamie, Melissa Jakes and David O'Reilly.
Hi!
And I'm assisted by my partner in crime, Mr. Chris Stoddart. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Lawrence.
So without further ado, let's play Game of Shows.
Game of Shows.
Round one is a musical theatre general knowledge round. 2 points will be given for a correct answer. If you answer incorrectly or can't answer, we'll throw it over to the other team for a possible bonus point. There is no conferring. We're going to start with Ashley.
Yay!
I love your enthusiasm. Thank you, Ashley. So, Ashley, which actress originated the role of Maureen in Rent on Broadway?
Idina Menzel.
Is correct. Well done. We're off. We're off and running. And Ashley Gray is in the lead.
Yay! Long may it continue.
Melissa.
Yes.
Which award-winning musical from the 1950s is soon to be released in a new movie adaptation by Steven Spielberg?
West Side Story.
Is correct. 1 point. Oh, no, 2 points.
Two points.
Yeah, 2 points each. 2 points. Okay, good. David, the musical Just So is based on the work of which author?
I don't know!
Don't worry if you don't know.
Oh, for God's sake!
Can you buzz in?
Whatever it was you just said is incorrect.
So didn't say anything! I don't know it!
We're going to go to Only Fools and Horses and see if you'd like to pick up a bonus point. The musical Just So is based on the work of which writer? Ashley Gray.
Rudyard Kipling.
It is. Well done.
I thought he made biscuits.
exceedingly good musicals. Jeff, who first played Max Bialystock in the original Broadway production of The Producers?
Oh, that's on the tip of my tongue. The guy who played Timon.
Let's offer it over to the other team. Everybody's talking about Jamie. Can you tell me who played Max Bialystock in the Broadway production of The Producers?
Nathan Lane!
Oh!
Is the right answer. Ashley, who played the title role in the movie adaptation of The Phantom of the Opera?
Gerard Butler.
Well done.
A fellow Scot.
Melissa.
Yes.
Cats is based on the writings of which poet?
T.S. Eliot.
Is correct. Well done. David.
No hesitation.
No hesitation. Impressive. David, what was the name of the musical at the London Palladium about contestants on a game show like The X Factor?
I can't sing.
Is correct.
Can I have that question, please? I knew the answer to that one.
Jeff. What? Can you name the owner of the pie shop in Sweeney Todd?
Miss Lovett! Mrs. Lovett!
Well done. 2 points. So, thank you, everyone. That is the end of round one.
Game of Shows!
Let's go over to Chris and see what the overall scores are.
Okay, at the end of round one, we are on a tie with 7 apiece.
Game of Shows.
Round two is called I'll Fetch the Prom Dress from the Van.
Hey!
Thank you very much. In round two, you must work as a team. You have 30 seconds to name as many examples of a certain thing as possible in a given category. We're going to start with the Only Fools and Horses team. So Jeff and Ashley, you're working together. You're going to have 30 seconds to name as many songs from Oliver. And your time starts now.
Food boys, food. As
consider
long as
yourself.
Me, it's a fine life.
My name.
Oh gosh, what's the one?
This as long as he needs me. Finale, overture, opening.
Consider yourself.
In one, act two.
Funeral.
Oh yeah.
One fine boy. Boy for sale.
Boy for sale.
That's your funeral. Yeah. That
and
one.
That's time. Oh, that is time.
I think that was all of them.
I think did she get Where Is Love? Just
yes, I got that.
I think just on the cusp.
Wow.
I think Jeff already had it before.
That was great, guys.
Good Lord.
I lost count, but you seemed. It felt like you'd got a lot, Chris.
We got them all.
How did they get on?
got an impressive 8.
Ooh.
That's quite good because it's not. I think ones you could have had were I Shall Scream.
I Shall Scream.
Pick a pocket or two. I don't think you said
Oliver.
Pick a pocket or two.
Yeah. And okay. What about Oliver? Oliver. Never before. Did you say
no,
Oliver?
They did Oliver. No,
I think I did. Oliver. I think I froze a little bit.
Yeah, it's my internet connection.
Be back soon.
Cheerios,
reviewing the situation.
Reviewing the situation.
You did brilliantly.
I'm more
well done. But you did get a lot and you scored 8.
Thank
so that's
you.
A Crazy. Pretty impressive target to set. So let's go visit with Everybody's Talking About Jamie, where similarly you work as a team, Mel and David. You have 30 seconds to name as many songs from Annie, and your time starts now.
Tomorrow.
Hard Knock Life.
Easy
Little
Street.
Girls.
Little Girls. Oh, in the thing. Gonna be. Oh, God.
Ah! Movies. Take it to the. Go to the movies.
Yeah, let's go
to the movies.
In the house. I think I'm going to like it here. If we're talking about the show NYC,
and that's time.
Well done. So let's go to the movies. Is from the movie. So we should give him a point for that, even though it's not on our list from the.
But this isn't show. Game of movies. This is game of shows.
This is true. This is
Everybody's Talking About Jamie did pretty well. At the end of that, they got 7.
Wow.
So not far.
Well done, guys. What could they have had, Chris, that we didn't?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
We'd like to thank you, Herbert Hoover.
We'd like to thank you, Herbert.
Thank you, Herbert.
You're never fully dressed without a smile.
Oh, hey.
Classic.
Something was missing. A New Deal for Christmas.
No, I don't know the show.
You got all the hits. You got all the classics.
Very good.
Excellent, guys. Well done. So you come away with 7 points there, so that's pretty good.
Game of Shows.
So the end of round two, Only Fools and Horses are in the lead with 15. But right on their heels with 14 is Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Game of Shows.
Round three is called Trey Sophisticae, Rodney. Trey Sophisticae. I give up. I genuinely said to Chris, we can't do these headings this week because it just doesn't work. But that is a classic. So, in this round, you will have the choice of an easier question worth 2 points or a harder question for 4 points. We'll start with Only Fools and Horses. If you choose home, you will hear a question about your show. If you choose away, you will get a question on Jamie, which is worth a possible 4 points.
What do you think?
I'm going to have to say home because I don't think I know much about Jamie.
Let's go home. We'll go home. We'll just go home.
Let's go home.
Where I've been for the last 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an Only Fools and Horses question for two of the stars of Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, God.
We're going to get it wrong now, aren't we?
Just as the implications of what you've just done sink in. The opening of the musical employs a famous piece of music by Carl Orff. Can you name the 1930s work from which that music originates?
Carmina Burana.
Carmina Burana.
Carmina Burrito.
Carnita Burrito.
Is the right yes. answer. Well, Ashley's version is the right answer. Well done.
Yay!
So we're going to offer that same choice to Mel and David. What'll it be?
Home.
Okay. So here's a question on your show everybody's talking about, Jamie. What was the title of the original BBC documentary on which the show is based?
Drag Queen at 16.
Is the right answer, yes. Jamie, oh. Drag Queen at 16. Oh, well done, Melissa. Yeah, excellent.
So that was incorrect.
Well, I think you're being a little finickety, Mr. Boycey, there. So we're gonna let him have it.
Okay, it was
Drag Queen at 16. Game of Shows. Excellent. So at the end of round three, let's go back to Chris for the overall scores.
The end of round three, everybody's talking about Jamie is on 16 points, but still slightly in the lead with 17 is Only Fools and Horses.
Woo! Da-na-na-na-na.
Game of Shows. Round four is called The Legend of Del Boy and a Bright Yellow Reliant Robin. In this round, our contestants can win points by telling us something about their own experiences in the theatre or music industry, something unusual, something embarrassing, hopefully. Ashley, we're going to start with you. Because your name starts with an A.
Oh, that's why. I thought you were just picking on me.
No, I was going alphabetically. So would you please, Ashley, tell us an interesting experience?
Oh, gosh, so many. Loads of weird things have happened to me. But I can be quite clumsy. And I vividly remember one show in Wicked where I ran through the doors and almost landed in the orchestra pit. And then I went stage right with my suitcase, put my suitcase on to sit on it, fell over on the suitcase, then walked backwards and walked into the automated towers. It was a catastrophe. The whole first 5 minutes of my show was
some witches
ridiculous.
Do have them.
Fabulous. I paid good money to see that one.
Oh, it was a shocker.
Jeff, any similar catastrophes for yourself?
Okay, so understudying Javert, you'll probably be aware of the storyline of Les Miserables. Fantine gets arrested, and there's the fantastic moment where you have Matabois saying, make your excuse to the police! And then what happens is that there's a line of police at the back, including a 7 foot, in my case, 7.5 foot tall, with a hat, Javert lit, and it goes dum da dum dum, and he marches down, and it's like prostitutes everywhere running left and right. He's got his baton out ready to smash anyone's head in, and then he goes dum dum dum, tell me quickly what's the story, that bit, right? So first time on for ages, I think it was the second car, so I was a bit like, oh, I better show everyone what I can do. Walking down, had a moment, a split second of, oh, is this the dum 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 or dum dum dum, tell me. And I looked at the conductor, and at that moment, some prostitute ran across in front of the conductor. And basically, I just froze. And the music went, da-dum, dum, 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 dum. And I still can't remember what I'm trying to sing. The MD's looking at me going, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Mouthing words to me. I don't even know my own name. I'm having an out-of-body experience. Messing up on the West End stage, and then it goes dun 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 dun, and I think, yes, I know where I am. Dun 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 dun, brawl.
So I love the idea that it was that it came out of the thought, oh, I better show this cast what I can do.
Yeah, it was just that moment of looking up, going, oh, hang on, I better wait for a, as you know, Lawrence, being a conductor yourself, you just bring people in, and I would have got that, but there was a prostitute in the way. Darn those prostitutes.
Damn those prostitutes.
But yeah, it was awful, awful.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Jeff. Melissa, any similar prostitute or non-prostitute related experiences?
Never played a prostitute. Oh, I have. I played Nancy. She was a prostitute. But no, end of Crazy for You. Who could ask for anything? Polly and Bobby in the centre, dip, gorgeous, girls backing off. two trucks are moving up as we pull off, all backing up and arms out or something like that. Walking backwards, my foot goes onto said moving truck. And so said moving truck starts putting me into some sort of split. And they were like the old sort of Western, you know, in Arizona. So there's like the set. So there's like all crates, like beer crates and stuff like that. In slow motion, like arms in the air, like, because whenever you fall down on stage, it always lasts about 3 hours, doesn't it? Yeah. And in slow motion, down into this crate where I was stuck, and the only thing that I could possibly do to get myself off stage was to like push myself off back into the wing.
That sounds dangerous. Oh. Or, like, could be very painful. Thank you, Melissa. Precarious nature of your profession never ceases to amaze me. Right, and last but not least, David O'Reilly, your turn.
So when I did Catherine Tate Live, I was filling in for the lovely Matt Horn, and we're in Australia, and we're doing this Our John's a Gay Man Now sketch, and basically I go out to the audience, pick a man, bring him up on stage, and then I basically at the end of the sketch take my hat off, go and hook them and say, drop on the floor on top of me, and we pretend to kiss, and the audience goes crazy. One night, this fella, I whisper, get on top of me. We get on top of me, he goes, you get on top of me. I went, excuse me? And he reefs me over on top of me. He goes, get into doggy. He gets me off, because he then gets me back on top of me, goes to pull my hair, but my hair is actually a wig, and he pulled my wig off on stage in front of everyone.
At least he only pulled your wig off.
At least he only pulled my wig off, yeah.
Oh, God.
This is the risk you take when allowing the public to join in your performance. Excellent.
It is.
That's a great story. Okay, so it falls to Chris to give some kind of score or pick a winner or something, find some interesting way to reward you. But they're all excellent stories, and it's difficult.
That was hard. That was tricky. I think what I'm going to do is 5-4-3-2. I'm going to rank them today.
Okay.
And they are as follows. So 5 points is going to have to go to David. I'm going to give 4 points to Jeff for getting his lines on stage.
Excellent. Knew it would come in handy.
In 3 points, it's going to go to Melissa for her splits on stage / sitting in a crate. And 2 points, respectable two still, to Ashley for her on-stage mishaps in Wicked. So that concludes 8 points for everybody's talking about Jamie and 6 points for Only Fools and Horses.
I think that puts him in the lead, Ashley. You should have come up with something better.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to do them. Okay.
I'm actually very professional on stage, so nothing ever happens to me that's bad, actually.
Game of shows. Okay, so at the end of round four, let's go to Chris for the overall scores.
At the end of round four, it's all changed. On 23 points, we have Only Fools and Horses, but taking the lead with 24 is Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Game of Shows. Round five is called Everybody's Talking About Marlene.
Hey.
Oh, there he is.
There
he is.
There
he
is.
I love it. So we are joined tonight by four exceptional West End vocalists. So we're going to put you to work, guys. Chris is going to deliver a lyric to you in his inimitable style, and you must then sing the next lines of the song. Extra points will be awarded for dynamism, flair, and vibrato. Ashley, Chris is going to deliver a line, and then it's over to you.
Here we go. A street lamp dies. Another night is over. Another day is dawning.
Touch me. It's so easy to leave me.
There you go.
All alone with a memory.
Thank you. Going. More points to
Yes.
Excellent. Lovely.
Points and more points to Ashley Gray. Ooh. Fantastic.
Okay, David. Leave expectations at the door. Just let your eyes explore.
That cinematic flair from my boots to derriere. Got da 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 da. That was good. That was two lines. Come on.
That was pretty good. That was good. That was good.
Great. And to be fair, it's out my casting bracket as well. So, you know, that was quite a stretch.
That's pretty good. Excellent. Excellent. You missed, there's some great lyrics going on, though. We didn't get to, I'm freedom, I'm constriction, a potpourri of contradiction.
I'm your cocoa butter bitch is also in that one song.
Nice. Is it I'm your cocoa butter, comma, bitch? Or is it I'm your cocoa butter bitch?
Cocoa butter bitch.
Interesting. Melissa Jakes, here is your lyric.
I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum.
And if I'm found out, let no one hop up. At least I didn't break it.
Oh, that's called giving up. But yes, well, yes. That was
commitment to start with.
I know. I thought we were going to get the full down, down,
down, down. I'm not good with words.
No, me neither.
That was beautiful.
Forget them. Beautiful. Make things up.
Okay. And last but not least, Mr. Nicholson.
Come on, Jeff. Come on.
Here comes your lyric.
I am a dentist. I have a talent for causing things pain. A little supper house. Dentist, oh, yeah. Dentist, I'm your dentist. The little supper horror, as the song goes like this. It's
not quite what we were looking for, but it was good all the same.
Thank you.
Stunning. Okay, Chris, I'll leave it to you to figure out the score.
How do I do that?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Well done. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. That is the end of, thankfully, the end of round five. Game of
shows. At the end of round five, with 29 points, we have Only Fools and Horses, but still in the lead with 32 is Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Yeah, with my accurate version of the dentist song from Only Fools and Horses.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
Game of shows. Round six is called Lovely Jubbly Jamie. And we are playing this game remotely during lockdown, obviously. So we cannot ask you to put fingers on buzzers. So we are going to ask you to come up with some kind of buzzer, word, noise, phrase that relates to your show or your role in your show. So let's ask you one by one. Melissa, what will your buzzer noise be, please?
Jamie.
Beautiful. So David, what will your noise be, please?
Oh, well, it has to be A-up.
I love it. Okay, thank you. Miss Gray.
I'm going to go for Margaret.
Oh, I love it. Okay, Margaret. Nice. Excellent. And Jeff.
Hello.
Is that your buzzer noise?
That's my opening line. And backstage, Adam Venus used to like that. So when I was backstage, I just hear this little voice in one of the depths of the dressing room. It's just going, hello. And yeah, it just became the noise. So yeah, that'll be my noise.
Okay, great. So hang on to that in your mind, because this obviously is a buzzer round. You will hear a series of clues, and you can buzz in at any point during these clues being given. The sooner you buzz in, the more points you get. For 5 points.
This writer was born in London in 1959.
For 4 points.
He famously wrote for many successful TV sitcoms.
For 3 points.
He wrote Tonight's the Night based on the songs of Rod Stewart.
For
Jamie!
Oh, that was Mel.
That was Mel.
Ben Elton.
That's correct. Ben Elton, 3 points.
Fantastic. Sorry, and Jeff. Chris, do you want to tell us what the remaining clues we were about to hear?
The remaining clues for two points, you would have got he wrote the musical The Beautiful Game in the year 2000. And for 1 point, he wrote the book for We Will Rock You, which ran in the West End for 10 years, which was Ben Elton.
So you all would have got there. It was just a question of when. But Melissa Jakes was in after three clues. Well done. Question number two.
For 5 points.
This composer and lyricist was born in New York in 1970.
For 4 points.
He has collaborated on 5 Broadway musicals.
For 3 points.
His first show contains the songs Just One Step and
Hello?
The River...
Hello?
That's Jeff.
Jason Robert Brown.
Is the right answer.
Yes, fantastic. Jeff.
3 points. And what else could they have had, Lawrence?
Just One Step and The River Won't Flow. And then one of his musicals was made into a film in 2014 starring Anna Kendrick. And the final clue was he composed the musical Parade at the age of 27. And it was indeed Jason Robert Brown. So well done to the Fools and Horses team, keeping the scores pretty close here. Let's move on to question number 3 for 5 points.
This musical was first seen in 1963 in London.
For 4 points.
This show has music and lyrics by David Henniker.
For 3 points.
This musical is based on a book by H.G. Wells.
For 2 points.
This musical was revived in 2016 by Cameron McIntosh.
Hey up.
David.
Barnum. No, it's not.
It's the wrong answer.
It's been...
Sorry.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Margaret!
Let's, half a sixpence.
Let's throw that over.
It's half a sixpence.
It's certainly
the correct answer
sixpence.
Is half a sixpence.
Yeah. That's a bonus point to the Fools and Horses team. That could be crucial. That moment could be crucial. You were in the right neck of the woods, though, David. That
was one or t'other, wasn't it?
Luck of the draw, yeah. Let's do the final question of this round.
For 5 points.
This musical opened on Broadway in 1945.
For 4 points.
This musical is adapted from the play Lilium by Hungarian...
Hello?
What's Jeff?
Carousel.
Is the right answer.
Yes, Jeff!
Wow.
That was a killer blow from the Owner Fools and Horses team. You were in after just 2 clues. What you didn't need to hear was this musical features characters called Enoch Snow and Jigger Cragen. This musical was Rodgers and Hammerstein's second musical, so you would have been in by there, Melissa. And this musical features the songs If I Loved You and You'll Never Walk Alone. So you would have all...
I loved you. I love that song.
Oh, I love that
show. It's a great show.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Game of Shows. At the end of round 6... I have no idea what the scores are going to be, so let's go and ask Chris and find out.
Okay, at the end of round 6, it has all changed again.
Yes.
So on 35 points, we have everybody's talking about Jamie, but taking the lead with 37 is Only Fools and Horses. So it is very much all to play for in this final round.
Game of Shows. On to the final round, which is round 7 and is called You're a Plonker and You Don't Even Know It. Round 7 is a quick fire round. You will have 60 seconds of rapid fire questions with 1 point for each correct answer. Everybody's talking about Jamie. Your 60 seconds starts now. The Wild Party is a musical with a score by composer Andrew Watt.
Lipa.
Correct.
Who played the lead role of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz?
Julie Garland.
Correct. Name the dog in Oliver.
Bullseye.
Correct.
In Starlight Express, what type of train is Greaseball?
Electric.
Diesel.
For the musical Chess, Tim Rice teamed up with Benny Anderson and who?
Bjorn Ulvaeus.
Correct.
Jesus Christ Superstar is based on the Gospels from which book?
The Bible.
Martin John.
Correct. The Bible.
Elaine Page famously created the role of which diminutive Argentinian figure?
Evita. Eva Peron.
Correct.
In which musical would you find the character Frenchie?
Grease.
Correct.
What is the name of the choreographer in A Chorus Line?
Zach.
Correct.
And that's time.
Buzzer there, that's time.
Oh!
Well done, guys.
Well done, Fraver Param, mate. Yeah,
well done. Well done, Jamie team. Let's go to the Fools and Horses team.
Right, how many do we need to win? That's all I need.
No idea.
Don't ask. Come on, let's just do our very best, Jeff. Let's just do it for the fools. Do it for the plonkers.
Do it for the fools.
Come on, plonkers. We win. Come on.
Right,
whatever happens, we win. Even if we lose.
Here we go. You have 60 seconds and your time starts now.
How many men does Donna believe could be the father of her daughter in Mamma Mia? Correct.
In chess, what are the nationalities of the two main players?
Russian-American.
Correct.
How many guys were there named Moore?
Five.
Correct.
What was the name of Boy George's 2002 musical?
Taboo.
Correct.
Anything Goes is set on what type of vessel?
A ship.
Boat.
Correct.
In Matilda, what sporting discipline has Miss Trunchbull competed
Hammer
in?
Hammer throw.
Correct.
In Into the Woods, the item required includes a slipper as pure as what?
Silk.
Incorrect. Blood. Gold.
John Kander famously wrote musicals with which lyricist?
Fred Ebb.
Correct.
Who composed The Light in the Piazza?
Adam Gettle.
Adam Gettle.
Correct.
Stephen Sondheim's early shows were directed by Harold what?
Prince.
Correct.
And that's time.
Well done, guys. Oh, that was tense.
Oh, this is close, guys.
Well done, Ashley. Your face is a picture.
I've never felt pressure like this.
You've
I'm hyperventilating.
You've played leading roles in West End musicals on opening nights, and you've never felt pressure like this.
This is far more stressful.
Insights into the mind of the performer. It's very interesting. I suppose with that you had a little bit of rehearsal. With this, you're just right out there, aren't you? Great. Well done, guys. That was pretty impressive from both teams. So I have no idea what any of you got. So, Chris, how did they do in those rounds?
Well, at the end of round seven, the final round, Only Fools and Horses scored 9 points and Jamie scored 7. Game of shows.
So that is the end of round 7. And we have reached the end of the quiz.
Yay!
So, well done, everyone. You have all been fantastic contestants, but there has to be a winner. Let's go to Chris for one final time. Chris.
Okay. At the end of round 7, the final round, it was neck and neck all the way. But on 42 points, the runners-up are Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Oh,
but with 46 points, taking the lead tonight are Only Fools and Horses, the winners of the third episode of Game of Shows. Congratulations,
congratulations, guys.
Well done.
We've just got to let them hear it. Guys, I'm sorry, Melissa, David. We've just got to let them get this out of their system.
Listen, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'd like to thank Zoom. My knowledge of musical theatre, my teachers, my parents, my wife, my children.
Would Mel and David, if you had one, would you have been this gracious, do you think? Or would you have...
No, we'd have been full on.
We'd have been full out with feeling.
Well, you both...
It was close, though. There were only 4 points in it. That's the closest I think we've had it.
Yeah, I think so that far. Is the closest we had it. And it was great. It was neck and neck all the way.
Well done.
At the end of the,
thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. At the end of episode 3, it just falls on me to say a huge thank you to our teams from Only Fools and Horses, Ashley Gray and Jeff Nicholson, and from Everybody's Talking About Jamie, Melissa Jakes and David O'Reilly. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Well done, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
You can hear more from Ashley, Jeff, Melissa and David on our bonus episode, and also listen to other episodes of the show on iTunes podcasts and Spotify and all good podcast platforms. Please be sure to subscribe and share and leave us a review. You can find us on Instagram at Game of Shows Quiz and on Twitter at shows_quiz. The show was created by me, Lawrence Mark Wythe, and developed with Chris Stoddart and is a Sharsola production. Thank you and goodbye. Game of Shows. frozen. I don't believe it.
Game of Shows.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.